KJAN Sports.
And at 7:17, it's time now for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In our sports this morning, and the girls' state basketball tournament in Des Moines, number one ranked Davenport Assumption cruised to its third straight Iowa Class 3A championship. Assumption got 16 points from Haley Schneiden in the 62-40 victory over third ranked Estherville Lincoln Central on Friday night. All tournament captain Danielle Moore had 13 points and 6 assists for the Knights, while Maddie Urban had 12 points and 7 rebounds. Emily Kirchner led Estherville Lincoln Central with 14 points and grabbed 8 rebounds. Allie Seibert added 9 points and 9 rebounds. Brooke Wolterstorff scored 23 points and grabbed 14 rebounds to lead Hall Western Christian past Lawton Bronson 75-58 Friday night for its second consecutive Iowa Class 2A Girls Championship. Top-ranked Western Christian led from the start and built a 16-point lead in the third quarter before holding off a courageous comeback by the second-ranked Eagles. Lawton Bronson played the second half without star Josie Koppel, had two players fall out, and lost two others briefly after they collided with each other. The Wolfpack finally put it away by running off 13 straight points after the fourth quarter collision took the steam out of Lawton Bronson's rally. Corey Schulte scored 15 points and hit 5 key free throws late in the game to help Central Lyon beat Newell Fonda 63-61 Friday to win the Class 1A state championship. Lexi Ackerman added 12 points, and her twin sister Kelsey scored 11 for the top-ranked Lions, who claimed the title in their first appearance in the state tournament. And the Harlan Cyclones basketball team enters the championship round of the girls' state basketball tournament in Des Moines this evening and their 10th chance to take home the Class 4A trophy. Previous efforts have come up short. The 23-2 Cyclones will take on a 19-9 team from Cedar Rapids Xavier beginning at 6 p.m. at Wells Fargo Arena. Harlan advanced to the final round with a 41-36 win over Waverly Shellrock in Class 4A on Thursday. Also tonight, it's the Class 5A state championship. In semifinal action last night, it was Dowling Catholic, West Des Moines over Mason City, 50-43, and Southeast Polk over Ankeny, 40-38. Your championship game and the final for tonight at 8 o'clock is a Southeast Polk against Dowling Catholic at the girls' state tournament. In college basketball action, the Iowa State Cyclones at 19-9 on the season and 9-6 in the Big 12 return to action when they take on Oklahoma, which is 18-9 and 9-6 this afternoon. Tip time at Lloyd Noble Center is 12:45 p.m. The Cyclones are coming off a crushing overtime loss to Kansas, although the Big 12 has acknowledged officiating mistakes that cost Iowa State dearly in the closing seconds. The Cyclones pounded the Sooners 83-64 in Ames earlier this season. The Iowa Hawkeyes at 18-10 on the season and 7-8 in the Big Ten, meanwhile, look to move to .500 in the Big Ten and boost their NCAA tournament hopes when they take on number one Indiana, which is 24-4 and 12-3 on the season tonight in Assembly Hall. The Hoosiers beat Iowa 69-65 in the Big Ten opener for both teams. Indiana likely won't overlook the Hawkeyes after losing at Minnesota on Wednesday. Pre-game coverage on KJAN begins tonight at 5:30 with a tip-off at 6:30. The NCAA has placed St. Mary's on 4 years probation for failing to monitor its men's basketball program. While penalties include reduced scholarship, the Gaels will still be able to participate in the league tournament and the NCAA tournament. The NCAA says the tiny Catholic college committed several recruiting violations and that Coach Randy Bennett failed to promote an atmosphere for compliance. St. Mary's is one of the most powerful mid-major programs in the nation. Bennett has led the 25-5 Gaels to 4 of the last 8 NCAA tournaments. And while there are or were no games on Friday's Top 25 schedule, there was a game in the Ivy League that has postseason implications. Princeton knocked off first-place Harvard 58-53 to climb within a half a game of the Crimson for the Ivy League lead. It evens the teams in the loss column, and if both teams win out, they'd have to meet up in a playoff game for the second time in three seasons. Ian Hummer scored 23 points with a season-high 14 rebounds as the Tigers avenged a 69-57 loss to Crimson on February 16th. Harvard is 17-8 overall and 9-2 in the conference, while Princeton is 15-9 overall and 8-2 in the league. In the NBA, Dwayne Wade scored 22 points. LeBron James shook off his worst shooting night of the season to hit a key three-pointer in the final half minute. And the Miami Heat extended their winning streak to 13 games by beating the Memphis Grizzlies 98-91. That ends the Grizzlies' eight-game winning streak. Elsewhere in the NBA, Dewan Blair scored 16 points off the bench to pace eight players in double figures. And the San Antonio Spurs overcame the loss of Tony Parker to beat the Sacramento Kings 130-102. Parker, the Spurs' leading scorer, went down with a left ankle sprain late in the third quarter. The exact extent of the injury was not immediately known. Paul Pierce had 26 points. Jeff Green scored 14 of his 18 in the second half, and the Boston Celtics overcame foul trouble and some erratic free throw shooting in a 94-86 victory over Golden State. Dirk Nowitzki and former Nets guard Vince Carter each scored 20 points, and the Dallas Mavericks avoided another late collapse by holding off Brooklyn 98-90. Dallas had led at one point by as many as 20 points. Ty Lawson canned a jumper with 0.2 seconds left to give the Denver Nuggets a 105-103 win over Oklahoma City. Wilson Chandler scored 35 points off the bench for Denver. Russell Westbrook led all scorers with 38 for the Thunder. Marcus Morris tied his career high with four three-pointers in the five attempts and scored 16 points in his fifth game with Phoenix, helping the Suns win their third in a row with a 92-87 victory over Atlanta. Elsewhere in the NBA, Utah trounced Charlotte 98-68, holding the Bobcats to just 21 points in the first half. Jamal Crawford scored 24 points, and Chris Paul had 15 assists as the LA Clippers ran away in the final period and beat the Cavaliers 105-89 for their first win in Cleveland since 2002. The Clippers had lost 10 straight at Quicken Loans Arena. Carmelo Anthony scored 30 points. Raymond Felton added 23. J.R. Smith chipped in with 13 points and 12 rebounds and some strong defense, allowed the Knicks to beat the Washington Wizards 96-88. Paul George had 22 points and 10 rebounds. David West had 15 points, 11 rebounds, and the Indiana Pacers beat the Toronto Raptors 93-81 Friday. Also, James Harden had 24 points. Chandler Parsons and Carlos Delfino added 21 apiece as the Houston Rockets rallied in the fourth quarter for a 118-110 victory over the Orlando Magic. And Gravis Vasquez capped a 25-point-9-assist performance by hitting a running floater off the backboard with 12 seconds left, and the New Orleans Hornets beat the Detroit Pistons 100-95. That is a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.